You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, we actually have a pretty full house here in the Subaville studios. We have Ray, the Omaha Area Director and Social Media Specialist. And then we have Vince Vigneri, International Speaker and Trainer and Executive Director for BNI Heartland. How are you guys doing today? Not all at once.
I'm doing great, Brandon. It's great to see you.
It's a beautiful day in Subaville Studios.
So you might caught that Vince said it's great to see you, because Vince has been very busy with his international travels and his international training this summer. So we thought we would take an opportunity to do a podcast so the listeners can kind of know more of what he does when he does this travel and goes to these different areas. So the first place that you headed off to was Dublin, and UK, right? You didn't actually fly home in between. Well, no, UK and then Dublin.
Actually, it was Dublin and then Poland.
Oh, geez.
But right. It was for the UK and Ireland conference. I think that's what you were
That's what I'm going for. About. You betcha. So he didn't come home in between there. It was fun to hear about those travels. But I guess let's get started then in Poland. What happened in Poland? What was the reason you were out there?
So I was going to Poland as one of the global master trainers to conduct executive director training and support executive directors or franchise owners from the European markets. And it actually ended up that it was not just the European markets, but it was really Europe all the way down to South Africa. But before going to Poland, I had a unique opportunity, because right before the training in Poland was the UK and Ireland conference. So I was actually in Dublin first, and I was able to attend, because of a meeting, as part of the founder circle, I was able to attend the UK and Ireland conference. So I flew into Dublin, had 2 days of meetings with executive directors, our BNI CEO, Graham Weimiller, and we talked about all the things that are changing, and very much for the positive, changing within BNI, BNI University, BNI Engage, even talking a little bit about potential future changes and the future of the BNI products and specifically innovation. But the overall, I guess, concept or overarching theme of everything was, how do we continue to make BNI easier? And when I say easier, I don't mean the way some of you might be thinking easier, but how do we make it better for our members and better for visitors to apply for membership, become members, stay engaged in the system, educated as one of our core values, and also make that renewal process less cumbersome.
So the word jealousy comes to mind, and not jealous that you got to go to these places, which is cool. But I'm jealous because, and the members should share this, we don't get to see that at our weekly meetings, and we don't necessarily get to see it just being involved in BNI. I get to see it to a certain level, as Ray does, when we go to our conferences, but we have a mastermind, basically the world.
Yeah, I mean, we really do, and I guess if I go back 20 years when I first became a member, I never dreamt of this side of BNI. I mean, 20 years ago, we were international, but international was Canada and a little bit of the European, just going into like the UK at that time, or even shortly thereafter. So, you know, when I became a member, I became a member of BNI to grow my business.
Right.
And never did I imagine 20 years later, not only would I be helping our local members support them to grow their business, but I'm also able to support BNI directors and members worldwide by helping support the executive directors all over the world. So when I go to things like this, I consider it, one, an awesome opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, to your point, Brandon. You used the word jealousy. I don't really like that word, but I'm going to give you a hard time about that one later.
That's fine.
But I think of it as an opportunity also. What can I bring back to our local members, and how can I represent? And ultimately, that's what I'm doing. I'm representing BNI Heartland. I'm representing BNI US. I'm representing BNI all over the world.
So when you go to these things and you say you look forward to bringing things back, what are some of the things that you know that that we've seen before maybe that's been brought back from these, or some things we can look forward to coming back from your recent travels?
Yeah, great questions. You know, things that I've brought back are just experiences, number one, that other executive directors, national directors deal with. And when I say that, it's things that are no different, whether we're sitting here, we're in Omaha, Nebraska, but anywhere in our Heartland region, but also in the U.S. You know, there are brand new countries. I had an opportunity in between my international travels to sit down with some directors in Charlotte, North Carolina, at our global office for an executive director training. There's a brand new national director from Guatemala. And hearing her talk about some of the challenges as a brand new region, I'm like, oh, well, that translates to some of the challenges for those of you that are out there listening that have brand new chapters or that started a chapter. And bringing some of those experiences back, knowing that literally the same things happening all over the world, makes it a little bit easier to say, oh, we've dealt with that. Let's cover that. But then on top of that, different ways to look at education, whether it's talking about filling your chapter by equalizing the contact sphere, meaning that if you have a contact sphere in your chapter that only has one member, that one member probably doesn't have the same opportunity as someone in your contact sphere or in another contact sphere that has five or six members. If you think about that, look around your chapter. We've talked about in the past the 6x6 program. We have a little bit better visual that you'll be seeing as we move forward in the next year or so. You'll see a better visual to really look at those contact spheres and say, where are we letting down, honestly, our existing members that don't have the same opportunity because they don't have as many members in their contact sphere.
Okay, so now you said you've been out to Dublin and Poland and a quick stop in Charlotte. Then there was another thing. We saw some videos from you also in Australia as well this summer. Yes. What were you doing there?
So same thing. I was supporting the Australia executive directors. I was invited there as a global trainer to provide the first ever executive director training in Australia. So about 27 Australia and a couple New Zealand executive directors, two national directors from both of those countries. So same thing. And I thought, gosh, here we are. We're in Australia. I'm literally in the future, 15 hours ahead, which was really weird as I typed an email on Friday morning and even said something about it being Friday, sent it to people in the U.S., oh, yeah, it was Thursday afternoon,
yeah.
As I said, hey, Friday morning
down under. We would start our conversation at about, gosh, 7 or 8 and at night.
For you.
You were getting your day started, and I was finishing up mine.
It was one of those where the first video that I did, it was that Homestead Senior Care was having a meeting in Australia, and their global headquarters is a few miles away from where we are right now. And I felt like that was such a small world, and it really resonated to the BNI world, because here we are, I'm training globally, representing BNI Heartland, and a company whose global headquarters is in our backyard is having a meeting literally across the hall. Now, it was their Australia group for Homestead right. Senior Care, but just the fact that they were having a training where their global office is in Omaha, Nebraska, and they're in Australia having this meeting. I'm in Australia representing BNI Heartland, but for our global network. It brought everything together. So that was part of it. And I know we did a couple other videos, and I think we're going to be seeing some videos from some of us, myself, Brandon, others, as we move through the next year or so and beyond. So,
well, then I'll put that out to the listeners there. If you ever want to do a Facebook Live with us or shoot a quick video, if you want to share something, your BNI experience, something that you think would benefit from a member, let us know when we do a chapter visit, and we'd love to snap that real quick and get that out on social media for you.
Yeah, if you're looking for those videos, we might want to tell people where they are. They are on the BNI Heartland Facebook page. So if you haven't had a chance to see them, there are some great videos there from some of the people that you were at the training with. And I believe you were even called Yoda in one of the videos, if I recall correctly.
Oh, your mom.
Well, YP Lai, my fellow Global Master Trainer, did refer to me as Yoda. And that was an honor. I wasn't expecting it. He is a phenomenal trainer. It was an honor to work with him. But doing that, if you guys go watch that video, he's got a tremendous amount of energy and passion, not only around BNI, but around speaking and training. And so for him to say that, it was humbling.
Your mom also commented.
She did.
Yeah, that's what I love to see. So I'm going to go over a couple of things, and then I'll give the mic back to Vince for any closing statements. Number one, you may recognize my voice is not as normal. I am a little hoarse today, but it was an opportunity for us to all come together, so we didn't want to reschedule this. So I do apologize that I don't have my normal radio voice today. Please bear with me. But then also within these travels, Vince did get a good introduction. Well, not an introduction, but an opportunity with Alistar to do a podcast with us, and we've already aired those, so go look back and find those, and he has a lot of great information that he could share. So I just wanted to point out those two things, because those are live as you're listening to this.
Well, again, those are the types of things that we have the opportunity to bring back to you, our local members, when we really truly use the global network of BNI. And I know for some of you listening, you're thinking, you know, my business isn't the business looking for global referrals. But honestly, neither was mine 20 years ago. Mm. And you just don't know what the future holds. And some of our listeners have attended national conferences, global conventions. They've seen what I would call the tip of the iceberg. This year's global convention in November is in Bangkok, Thailand. And when you think about that, it's the first ever, almost 34 years of BNI, it's the first ever truly global convention, meaning not in the U.S. where BNI was founded. And they're talking about thousands of BNI members from literally all over the world. I'm talking members, not directors, members from all over the world coming together. And the future of BNI is that, bringing members from all over the world together 1 to 2 times a year for opportunities to see those other businesses, those other opportunities. And, it, you know, Brandon, you mentioned if people want opportunities to come on this podcast or do a quick video with us, if people want the opportunity to really see what BNI is globally, ask your area director about upcoming conferences and conventions anywhere in the world, because these types of BNI events are becoming bigger, larger, more popular, meaning more often, because countries are having their own conferences, like the UK and Ireland conference. It was, I believe, their anniversary of Ireland being in BNI or part of BNI for 10 years.
Got it.
So there are more and more countries doing conferences like that, and they're looking for people like you, our members, to go and bring your BNI experience to their members. So let's show BNI, the world of BNI, what's going on in the heartland, and continue to represent what we're doing here all over the world. We have that opportunity, and it's not just for the directors. I guess I want to make that clear. This is an opportunity that I've had as a global trainer, but I always think back, remember, I was a member. This is for our members. That's what BNI is for, to support our members to increase their business, to really increase their business and build relationships, and you can do that globally.
And I know Graham wrote an article in SuccessNet that covers a lot of that, how to get the most out of your BNI membership. And he talked about going to those global conventions, and he talked about going to conferences if you have a chance. And I would say they accommodate members very well at those.
Oh, absolutely. And I think you've either had or you're going to have a podcast with some members that have attended global conventions mm-hmm. before.
Yep.
So, I mean, listen for those and take the opportunity. It doesn't have to be a global convention. Even at our U.S. national conferences, there are usually global directors and sometimes members there. So if you want to know when the U.S. national conference next is, ask us. If you want to know when an international conference is somewhere, ask us. We'll give you those dates.
Well, I'm glad you guys all got to get a little insight of what these travels look like and what Vince is doing when we introduce him as that international trainer and international speaker. But for our listeners, just a reminder that these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Guys, thanks for being here today.
It was fun.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, this went really well. And for the rest of you, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.